This week in high school sports sees two basketball players go over 1,000 career points, a buzzer beater in East Jordan, and we're set for a fantastic finish to the ski season. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Frankfurt's Regan Thor saw her junior season of basketball end in agony. Thor tore her ACL during Frankfurt's loss to Onekama in the district championship in 2020. But her senior season is off to a much better start. In Frankfurt's season opening game, Thor went for 20 in a 51-29 win over Onekama. The 20 points puts her over 1,000 for her career. Sarah Marvin also joined the 1,000-point club. The senior from Byron scored 16 in a season-opening 48-40 win over St. Ignace. And in case you were wondering, Central Lake's Jasmine Hines is the state's all-time leading scorer in girls basketball. She scored 3,034 points during her career that ended in 2011. Game balls this week go to Harbor Springs' Garrett Lettingham. He hit one basket in Harbor Springs' 62-60 win over East Jordan, but it was a big one. Trailing by one with time running out, Lettingham hit a game-winning three-pointer as time expired to give the Rams the win. Muskegon Orchard View's Darius Williams, the junior point guard, notched a triple-double in a 92-63 win over Fremont. Williams scored 14, had 11 assists, and 11 steals. Most of his assists went to teammate Keontae Barnes, who scored 40. Rudyard's Bradley Hall, the senior wrestler ranked second in the state, recorded his 100th career victory in his first match of the season. He is now 116 as a high schooler and finished fourth at the state wrestling finals in Division IV last year. And finally, to Brendan Finn of Lake Orion, Finn scored all four of his team's goals in a 4-2 win over Clarkston on the ice.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game, making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Today, we're in our series of the most misunderstood rules in high school sports, and we're going to talk about tripping in ice hockey. In high school hockey, a player intentionally leaving their feet and knocking an opponent down is tripping, even if the puck hits the player leaving their feet. This is different than the professional interpretation and frustrates amateur officials at all levels. A player can dive and legally knock the puck off the opponent's stick, but if on the follow-through cuts down the opponent, it's a trip. A dangerous play, pure and simple. To learn more information about all things ice hockey, visit the MHSAA website, MHSAA.com.
Thanks, Sam. If you would like to be a referee, go to the MHSAA website now to register. The Boys and Girls Ski Championships will be Monday, February 22nd in both Division 1 and 2. The Division 1 finals will be at Nubs Knob in Harbor Springs, with the Division 2 finals just down the road at Boyne Highlands. On the boys' side, Division 1 will have a new champion, as 8-time defending champ Marquette did not advance from regionals. The two Traverse City schools, West and Central, are in good shape to compete for the title. West was runner-up in 2019. Central was runner-up from 2014 through 2018, but seven other schools will also be looking to get down the hill faster than anyone else. In Division II, Petoskey is once again looking to put its name on the trophy. The Northmen have won 9 of the last 10 Division II titles. They finished second in 2019. On the girls' side, a familiar name is looking to win its 6th straight championship. Marquette advanced from regionals, but will have a tough test from Traverse City Central. The Trojans have 9 runner-up finishes since 2008. And in Division II, Norway is looking to win its first ski championship. They'll be joined by former champions Houghton Hancock and Petoskey. Individual champions will also be crowned on the 22nd. Get all the results at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.